listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Power Evangelism Ministries presents Piercing Darkness radio broadcast. I'd like to welcome you with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly. You're going to be blessed with an awesome prophetic message, awesome testimonies of signs, wonders, and miracles taking place in his crusades. And also, he's going to pray for your needs. So stay tuned right here on 89.9 FM WCNO as we go live in the studio with its host, Apostle Ronald Solly.
We're in a battle. The battle is against God's intentions and God's plan. The Bible says, from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. And a violent take it, grab a hold of it by force. We don't battle in the flesh, but we battle in the spirit. If you're sick in your body, if you're oppressed, if you're broke, if you're in poverty, that spirit that is fighting you in the physical realm has spiritual tentacles or connections. But you can't see it in the natural. You see the effects of its battle against you in the natural. But in the spiritual realm, where you are not, where you don't go, where you don't stay, these powers are constantly attacking you. But the way you can win in these spiritual battles is by revelation knowledge. When God gives you a word of knowledge, a word of revelation, to show you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We want to thank God for all of you that are joining us on this broadcast of Piercing Darkness with Apostle. I want to give God glory for the new day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Our God is a good God, and nothing takes him by surprise. So you're tuning into a broadcast where you're going to get blessed. You're going to hear testimonies of the power of God. And also, we're going to be able to encounter God's presence in such a tremendous way as a minister and bring the light of the gospel to you. Because Jesus is the light of this world. And the word of God says, this gospel shall be preached as a witness, then the end shall come. So we're going to be experiencing the power of God in such unusual way today in our broadcast, to witness the blessing of God, which makes rich and adds no sorrow. Because God wants to bless you, and God wants to prosper you. But you have to believe, God, that it's possible to get blessed. It's possible to prosper. It's possible to experience his blessings, his prosperity, and increase over your life. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to learn about the principles of prosperity, blessings, and increase that God wants to bring to your life to fulfill the purposes that he has for you. God has a purpose to bless you. God has a purpose to increase you. God has a purpose to prosper you and to deliver you. For with man it is impossible, but for with God it is possible. So get a hold of your Bible. I want to read this scripture for you right now. As we start, we kick off this broadcast, I want to read a scripture to bring encouragement to you. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible said, be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Be careful for nothing. So we're dealing with the society we live in today that lives in fear and a theory of worry and anxiety. And it gives you every reason to worry when you turn on the television. On turn on the news, you see what happened the other day in Miami. This man was doing his job, you know, for filling in for somebody else who was off that day. And the robbers came. He's driving a UPS truck. And the robbers came and they kidnapped him and took him on an unexpected rough ride, where he ended up being in a gunfight. He has no experience, never went to school for, no weapon to defend himself, and ended up causing him to lose his life because the officers had to do what they had to do to try to combat these robbers that were on a rampage. So that we see here is that a man's life ended in such a very wicked way. And that's what the devil does. The devil is out to steal, is out to kill, is out to destroy. You know, family is the time of grieving now and mourning for the departure of the, you know, son. So it shows you that the devil is out to do evil in such ways. And he always does that because that's his kingdom. The kingdom of darkness is out to engage in situations like that. So, you know, things that have been happening, shootings that have been taking place at military camps, shows you how wicked the enemy is. So it makes you worry, sometimes be anxious. But the scripture says, be careful for nothing. But in everything, my prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So you can talk to God and ask him to help you not to worry, to help you not to stress, to help you in those, in a situation like that, that you can rely on him and you can be led by his spirit into making wise decisions. So we're going to read the scripture, and we're going to hear testimonies on this broadcast, and you're going to be blessed by incredible, powerful praise reports of people that God has touched and God has blessed. We're going to go to the Word of God. We're going to read you some powerful testimonies and things that are going to help encourage you to really put your faith in God and see him move in your life, because God wants to bless you, but you have to believe it. And if you believe it, you will experience the blessing of God. Be anxious for nothing, but make your requests known unto God. That's the one that wants to bless you. That's the one that wants to prosper you. He wants to increase you. He wants to establish his name. He wants to be glorified in your life today. You just have to believe God that he wants to do it. And he will do it for his glory. For there's nothing too difficult for God. When there's nothing too hard for him, you put your faith and your trust in him, he will make it happen. Even the word of God says, in this season you shall reap if you faint not. So we serve God that never forgets his children, that never gives up on them, that never forsakes the righteous, he never forgets the obedient. So put your faith and trust in him and see what he's going to do for you. Because Jesus is the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he's the same forever. So we're going to hear a testimony here shortly of people that God has touched and blessed. I'm also going to read you some. You know, because I want to see, I want to activate your faith to take the limits of God and believe God that he can do more than your imaginations can ever think, because he's working miracles today. Glory to God. 561-337-9018. That's the number you're going to call for prayer. It's 561-337-9018. The lines are open. You can call for prayer, and we're going to be able to pray for you and believe God to move in your life and believe God to transform you. So, don't allow the enemy to control the narrative of how you think about God. Don't even let the enemy intimidate you. God's word is true. He's a promise keeper. He's faithful to what he said he's going to do. And he's going to do what he said he'll do. Because he's God. And he's not man to lie. So put your faith and trust in him today. and let him be glorified in your life. So you will have a testimony that will transform others. When they hear what God has done for you, they're going to say, wow, I can believe God for my blessing to come to me too. And it will happen to you. It's just like this young lady here is going to testify what God did for her. So God's going to do the same for you. In Jesus' name, let God be glorified today. 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. Let's see this testimony here and give God glory for what he has done. He's not meant to lie. He's a miracle in God.
You gotta hear me right now. If you have a back pain, only the back pain.
Okay, how long have you been having the back pain?
June 29th.
Since June 29th, this year?
Sure.
Okay, what happened? What caused the back pain?
A lady fell on top of me.
I interrupted what God was doing because I wanted to hear the testimony. But you see, God can either finish it while she's testing herself, or I'm just gonna lay hands on her again. So let's see what's happening. I want you to do what you've been doing before, because God told me to pray for you fast before I pray for anybody, because tonight is your night. So I want you to check it. That's what you've been doing before.
Is gone, because it took the back pain away from her. Let it fell on her and messed up her back pain. But after prayer, the Lord removed the back pain and she's healed completely. And we give God glory for what he did for the young lady when she came to a miracle service. Jesus is a miracle working God, and nothing is too difficult for him. I want to encourage you to believe God to bless you. We do have a women's conference that's coming up on the 14th of this month, which is next week, Saturday. So I want to invite you all to come to the women's conference. It's going to be a great blessing. This conference is going to be taking place right here in Dale Beach. The address is 400 North Swinton Avenue. So that's in Dale Beach, 400 North Swinton Avenue. I want to invite you to come with your family and come with your loved ones. Let's see God touch them, bless them, and deliver them. For it's not by power, not by might, but by the Holy Spirit that miracles happen. And God will do a miracle to the glory of his name in this women's conference. It starts at 6 p.m. Refreshments and snacks will be served and appetizers. And then after that, the conference will kick off shortly after that. And it's going to go on with a couple of speakers speaking. I'll speak too. And it will be amazing. It's free admission. Call for more information, 561-337-9018. We give God glory for what he's doing. Our website is www.powervangeling.net. We're going to take another moment where somebody's receiving prayer in all of our services here. And I'll be back again. 561-337-9018. Glory to God.
For the Lord is the restorer. Begin to believe God for restoration. Not just 20%, but total restoration in three areas. Melinda Brokot and Brahanta Holayamokonte Mayande Kunto. Other word, building bridges. Restoration, building bridges, breakthrough, breakthrough is in building bridges. God's going to use you to help people that could not reconcile because of the wisdom God has put in you. And your words will sound like healing. I see you got a kind heart. You love to help. And some people even forget that you have helped, but they don't. They don't see that God doesn't forget. God sees the person that helped and they were not grateful. But God knows your faithfulness. You're trusted because your reward, you believe that a hand that
shows
that hand. So you can get a peace.
You
have an unusual breakthrough coming through this prophetic word of restoration that has been spoken over your life. And
you said your word, and you give my belief. You are the Lord.
Through perseverance, we develop tenacity.
You are my God.
The tenacity is what drives the enemy crazy. Therefore, I decree God's protection over your life. In the name of Jesus. I bless you, brother.
You are the Lord, my
God. What you lost 20 years ago, in your health, the Lord has totally restored you. The witchcraft power that was released when you were 20, through the drink, it's been flushed out of your system. Totally. The Lord has erased the stump of destruction on your life. Your health is in the hands of God. In the name of Jesus. How do you feel? Feel good? God bless you. No more frustration. You hear that? Begin to rejoice. Come here, sister. Let's go.
I think my word.
Okay, I'll pray for your mom next. She feels better. Praise the Lord.
Her pain was a 10, now it's down to a 2. She hasn't been down and touched her toes like that or tried to in a long time. Yeah, no pain. She feels better.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And now, come here. I want you to do something for the Lord. He's just going to...
I am the Lord.
2 times. Are you going to bend at your knee?
I sent my word.
And get up. Now listen to this. Whatever caused the Lyme disease. Is it you said Lyme? Yeah, whatever caused the Lyme disease. We're going to go to the root and we're going to begin to erase that. Lord, I rebuke trauma in the name of Jesus that triggered the Lyme disease. And I command the trauma to be totally filled. Heal her deep from the deepest dip where the trauma was and whatever triggered it. Remove the memory of it. In the name of Jesus, let her body get back on the rhythm of your original intent for her life. Yes, I have the word prophetic dancer. For the devil's angry at you. You're going to dance for the Lord prophetically. I prophesy that over your life. And while you're dancing prophetically, there should be no limitation to the movement in your body. Do we move your hands? The way you move your feet, the way you move your knees, the way you take spin, they don't ask you to do that. It's a preparation. That's your practice. Begin to watch some inspirational, prophetic dances. And if you have to take lessons, God is the best teacher. Remember to dance for the Lord. Even when you're alone, nobody's there. And even whatever, get some dance clothes and prepare. Because the Lord is totally restoring you. Your health is in the hands of God. The curse is broken in the name of Jesus. God brought you here tonight because he wants to show you his power for nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible with them that believe in Jesus. And church, stretch your hands as we declare and we declare, it shall be so with your soul in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
You give God glory for what he did for the young lady. He totally healed her and restored her. That's the power of the prophetic. When the prophetic word is released into your life, it shifts things. So 2020 is around the corner. I encourage you to come to our special crossover service into 2020 as we enter into a new decade. You want to expect something mighty to happen to you as you enter into the new decade. 2020 is going to be a great year. So expect mighty things to happen for you in Jesus' mighty name. God's going to do incredible things for his glory. And the best is yet to come. You see, I believe that God is blessing us. God is delivering us. God is moving things to the right direction. And because of what God is doing, he just has to be ready to walk in it and to walk in that God-given plan. Because the blessing of God makes rich and he adds no sorrow. So God wants to prosper you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to give you victory over the enemy. So for you to experience the victory that God has ordained for you, this is a time for you to believe everything that God says about his word. So if he has promised something to you, he's going to bring it to pass. So if God says, you know, whatever it says in the scripture, it shall come to pass. So the prophetic is an atmosphere that you got to learn to tap into and walk in, because that's how you're going to see major shift in your life. Your situation needs a prophetic word and a declaration that is anointed to shift you into a new realm of perception, understanding, and loving God like never before. I'm going to read you some testimonies here, which you can also find on our website, www.powermanagement.net. You'll be able to read these testimonies. This testimony is evident that the power of God is amazing. After the daughter was attacked by the devil, she lost her mind. She lost her mind to an extent that she could no longer stay in school or even recognize her parents and siblings. When they came to the Miracle Crusade in Miami, they received prayer and deliverance, and God healed the daughter from the attack of the mind. Now she's totally restored. Here's another one I'm going to read here. I was diagnosed with liver cancer, but a friend invited me to church and Apostle Sally prayed for me, rebuked the cancer in Jesus' name, the Lord healed me. I went for tests and doctors can't find the cancer. It's gone. And to God be the glory. Here's another one. At the Apostle Mercy Crusade, when Apostle decreased checks in the mail, received a breakthrough of $30,000, glory to God. We're getting our home. That's a good way to invest at $30,000. You don't go waste it. The more you buy a property. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Here's another praise report. See, these things happen. If you have an inheritance that the enemy has kept from you, a harvest that the enemy has kept from you, when you hear this kind of testimony, you can believe God to do the same for you, because God is a God that answers prayer. So it's possible that God can deliver you if you believe in God for a miracle in the area. And God can deliver you and do it for you for his glory. Here's another testimony. No more sickle cell anemia. After I started praying for my baby, go to God before prayer. She was diagnosed with sickle cell anemia, but after Apostle prayed for her, the doctors couldn't find it. Glory to God. Another praise report. The Lord dissolved my cyst supernaturally after the doctors had diagnosed me and found a cyst that required surgery to be removed, but a miracle happened after Apostle prayed for me. The cyst dissolved and the surgery was canceled. This is my medical report. Glory to God. So the Lord removed the cyst and delivered this wonderful person, and they have a medical report to prove it. They came with a medical report to prove it. I already have the testimony here. Give God glory. Thank you, Jesus. I was diagnosed. Now, here is a testimony. I'm waiting to somebody submitted their praise report. I was diagnosed with cancer. And the stroke of my life came to dead end. I couldn't even go to work anymore. Doctors gave me a walker due to my condition. But when I came to church, the pastor prayed for me and broke the curse off. I plugged the glory worship and restored no more cancer. Glory to God, hallelujah. Here's another one here. Blind for 30 years after an attack from a witchcraft. From a witch that left me blind many years ago. When I came to visit Florida, a family friend brought me to the service and the apostle started called, not by the word of knowledge, stepped out in faith when he prayed for me. I believed. And Jesus opened my eyes. I can see for the first time after 30 years. Glory to God. That's amazing what God did for these people. 561-337-9018. That's 561-337-9018. The lines are open for prayer. Call for prayer 561-337-9018. Nothing is impossible with the Lord. All things are possible when we believe. So all these praise reports are to encourage you. And we're going to go back here to a moment of the prophetic where I'm prophesying on this lady. And then after that, I begin to share the word. Get your Bibles ready. Jesus is Lord. And nothing is impossible with him. This is what God has been for. I have to pray for you.
Believe God and worship him. Thank you for your healing and deliverance. You are the God.
Thank you.
You better feel
this.
You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Thank you. And you give my.
Not forgotten you. He has not forgotten you. That anointing right now is unlocking something in your life. When I count to three, the favor of God is going to begin to manifest in three areas of your life. One, two, three.
I said my word.
Favor! Lord, cause an earthquake. The shift of restoration in our finances in Jesus' name, in our family in Jesus' name, and in her inheritance. Lord, for those that are against her, are weaker and they're defeated, for you are greater than those that are against her. For they rose up against her. For they raised an alarm against her. For they conspired against her. And they failed because of the hedge of protection you put around her. And I come against confusion. And I come against discouragement. I come against frustration. And I even come against discouragement. The joy of the Lord shall bubble in your soul. Boom, boom, boom. Just like that. For the Lord has not forgotten thee. He knows thee and is fighting for you. There is something that is about to manifest very soon. It is so powerful. It is the blessing of God pursuing you and overtaking you. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. Truth, beauty, happiness. It's all in the name of Jesus. Father, give you praise. I anoint your daughter with an anointing to excel.
You sent your word,
my disease. You are the Lord, my Maker. You are my God, for that He lives. Truth, beauty, happiness.
Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Let's get ready for the word. God, who's going to bless us right now, get your Bibles as we go into the scripture. 561-337-9018. For nothing is impossible with the Lord. So I want to teach you about faith and how you can withdraw from the realm of faith to experience your blessing. The Lord is a good God, and nothing is impossible with our good God. When you believe, all things are possible. Jesus is Lord. First Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's one of the signs of the end time. Some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So we want to deal with the prophetic insight into what the Lord is saying that's going to happen in the last days. So giving heed to doctrines of devils. So we want to deal with that right now. What is God talking about that's going to happen in the last days? So for you to be able to flow in the glory of God in those last days, you need to know the revelation or catch up on what the Lord is saying. That way you are not taken out by the enemy. So people shall depart from the truth, because the yielding to doctrines of devils, the devils out there to initiate people into his doctrine. The devils out to initiate people into his doctrine. So we want to deal with that. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their cautious seared with a hot iron, forbidding. Now, to marry, commanding to abstain from meats which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Now let's go back to verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly say, sticketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith. So it's the intention of the enemy to move you from the position of faith where you cannot receive anymore what God has to say, because you have abandoned the faith. So the enemy wants you to depart from the faith. So when you depart from the faith and you are caught up in the deceptions of the enemy, which are out there to defile you and to hinder you, then the enemy can be able to cause you to be obstructed and to bring the narrative of defilement. So we want to deal with that today. How do we keep the faith? How do we keep this walk of faith and walk in faith? Because the just shall live by faith and not by sight. So we want to deal with that now and see what the Lord is saying. So in a lot of times, you have to contend to keep the faith, because the seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils, they're on a mission to eliminate you from the faith walk. So they want you to be caught up in carnality. They want you to be caught up in carnality. They want you to be caught up in things that are not of the Spirit. That way they can be able to manipulate you into making bad decisions, believe lies that God has not said about you. So then you believe what the devil is saying, and once you believe what the devil is saying, then you will not receive what God is saying. So there are doctrines out there that are not of God. Teachings that the enemy has caused people to believe. And then they believe in these lies of the enemy. And they can no longer receive the truth. Because when the truth is proclaimed, they doubt it. They question it. They even go to the extent of questioning such foundational teaching like repentance, tithing, evangelism. The enemy does not want souls to be saved. He doesn't want us to teach about healing and deliverance, because the doctrines of devils are coming against repentance. They're coming against reconciliation with God. They're pushing the false church, false revival, false awakening, false prophecies. You know, even the Lord says, shall I find faith when I return on earth? Will I find faith? So we want to deal with that today in how we can be able to contend to keep our faith and remain faithful to God. So upon his return, he finds you ready. So what is it going to take for you to keep the faith? What is it going to take for you to keep the faith and walk in what God has promised to do in your life? So we're going to deal with that now in Jesus' name. Why is the enemy after your faith? Why is the enemy after your walk with the Lord? Why is he after that? Why is he trying to take you out? So you lack spiritual positioning, spiritual authority. So you lack the discernment. You lack the cutting edge faith. That way you are now a soft target or easy target. So we're going to get a prophetic insight into how to keep sound doctrine, how to stay on track and not be deceived by the enemy. Because the enemy is out to steal, is out to kill, is out to destroy. So the enemy wants to deceive you. So we're going to deal with that right now. So that's what the scripture says here. Seducing spirits. How do they seduce? In dreams. False teachings. False narratives about you. You believe in the false narrative. And you believe in a lie. The enemy has caused you to believe. So that lie now becomes a controller of how you think. How you make decisions. Now if you look at verse 9. This is faithful saying and worthy of all exception. For therefore, we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe, excuse me. For therefore, we both labor and suffer reproach. Now, if you're going to hold on to the faith and walk in faith, then you have to be ready to face persecution. You have to be ready to deal with the persecution. And you're going to be able to deal with all the opposition that comes along with it. And it's going to require you to be a man and a woman of faith, a man and a woman of character, a man and a woman of discernment, where you perceive and you understand that this is what God has promised. This is what God says. This is what the scripture teaches, that I can walk in it. So, you face persecution, you know. Verse 10, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all mankind, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. Let the man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. That is the foundational teaching, coaching, purity. That is really very important to expect that walking in purity, walking in holiness, walking in obedience. So, let's see what the scripture says here. In your walk with the Lord, you face persecution. In your walk with the Lord, you're going to deal with some of the things that come along, being misunderstood, being taken out of context. The enemy wants to defile you. So when you're defiled, you begin to believe lies. When you're defiled, you begin to limit God. 2020 is around the corner. It's important for you to really know that you're stepping into a new spiritual gate, an atmosphere, a shift in your life as you cut down on mistakes you make. Next year is a new decade. So because a new decade, you want to start at a new level, as a new level of perception, of understanding, of seeing things at a different level. It's a new day. So why would you sit back and allow the enemy to limit you, to reduce you, to defile you, to control how you think or how you see things? So you sit back and you let the enemy propel the false doctrines that are out there. So, as we deal with the things today, we don't understand that the Lord is going to move in every area of your life to shift you on a path of restoration, on a path of integrity, on a path of prosperity. But not only that, but even your heart as you mature in God. So, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, that's what the Bible says. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession, giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, for all those, for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now, God wants us to pray for those in authority. Pray for those who are in authority. Pray for those who are in authority. In America, you don't see that now. What you see is people coming against those who are in authority. They're coming against those who are in authority. They're coming against the president. They're coming against our leadership. Now, what you see is happening is not many people are praying for the president or those who are in authority. So what happens is that now the enemy can use the tongues and the mouth of those that are coming against them to project the evil intentions. So God puts upon power. So the scripture says to pray for them. Supplication, prayer, intercession, and gifts of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that may live a quiet and peaceable life. It's not what is being projected on the media today. The media is coming against the president. The media is coming against the nation's leadership. And what you have is now people in all areas of life coming against authority. So if God is doing something and people are coming against it, what are people doing now? They're hindering themselves because you can't be blessed beyond your perception. You can't be blessed beyond your perception. For those of you joining me by way of internet, click the share button and share this broadcast right now. In Jesus' name. Just go ahead and share this broadcast. If you're listening to me right now, I want you to tune in and don't touch the dial as we come live on this broadcast to teach the word. So, you got to be in prayer. Stop bringing people down. So, you got to be in prayer. It's very important to be in prayer. Prayer is very important. So we are dealing with this right now. So why is it important and significant to be in prayer? The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. That's what the Bible says. So we have to pray effectively. Through intercession, you discover or you're able to tap into the heart of God. You discern the heart of God when you intercede. Intercession gives you access to the heart of God. So when you intercede, you'll be able to see God's heart concerning the matter. Intercession gives you access into discerning and seeing the heart of God, so you're aware of the matter that you're dealing with. How can we discern the heart of God if we don't intercede? So how can we discern the heart of God if we don't intercede? We will not see or hear or perceive his heart. So, discerning the heart of God in a matter requires intercession. Now, I want to deal with that now to be able to discern what God is saying and what God is doing. What is the heart of man in a matter or in a situation? Discerning. How do you discern God's heart? Let's see here. It says in verse 3, to back up what I just said. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved, to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. This is very powerful. What is the goal that God has for all men? That they may come to know the knowledge of God. Darkness and bondage can only excel to the extent of the lack of the knowledge of God. So when you get to know God and you get to know his ways, then darkness will have no power over you. So it's important for God's children to know the Lord is calling the body of Christ, the place of accountability, to intercede and to pray. So you pray and you intercede. You stand in the gap and prevail in prayer. So prevailing prayer is setting the atmosphere for the Lord to activate the supernatural in your life. So when the supernatural is activated in your life, it will unlock greater dimension of expectation, greater dimensions of believing and experiencing the blessing of God. So God wants to transform you. God wants to deliver you. God wants to give you peace. Now the peace that God gives to you is a peace that passes all understanding. So when you're a believer, you don't curse your leaders. You don't curse your president. You pray for them. So when you're around non-believers about the president or the leadership, you don't join them. You don't agree with them. Maybe you don't believe in the decisions the leadership is making. You pray for them that they'll make good decisions. You know, very important for them to make good decisions as the government, as the leadership. You know, it's always challenging to lead people. So they need your prayers. They need intercession to pray for them, that God will be able to give them right decisions, abilities to make good decisions, and also to lead the nation to its destination, because to its destiny, that's what I meant to say. So each nation has its destiny or function. So the people in the nation are the people that has to step into its function. So which means through intercession, you can be able to release angelic activities through the power of declaration. So we have to learn to decree and to declare. So the enemy wants to release evil words that are spoken by the enemy and his agents, or the negativity that is being narrated right now or projected through the airwaves, is to cause confusion. So Satan wants to divide and conquer. So if he can divide the land, then he can be able to conquer the land. So he wants to divide the land. He wants to divide the people on racial lines, on sexist lions, you know, all the evil that is happening right now in the land, denominational lines of division, doctrinal lines of division. Some believe in pre-trib, mid-trib, or, you know, some people think that maybe there's no rapture. So if there's something they believe, so if they can draw a line to cause people to be divided, then what happens is now he can be able to conquer, because he rules through divide and conquer. But God wants to bring healing, restoration, and unity. Now, we may not agree in doctrine, but we can agree in faith, because we understand that when we look at the scripture, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that the works of the devil might be destroyed. So the coming of Jesus, he came as the Son of Man, but he's the Son of God, so he can bring redemption to the Son of Man, to men. So he was born physically by a woman, but conceived in a womb supernaturally. So the coming of Jesus was to introduce redemption. So he faced the same temptations we face, but he did not fall into temptation, but he walked out of this temptation a free man, never trapped, never fell. You imagine, Jesus never fell to temptation, regardless of how much the devil threw at him. Jesus overcame. So what we see here, as we study the scripture, is we understand that the Lord, what he did on the cross, is lasting work. What the devil does not last. But what God did will last forever through his Son Jesus. Verse 4, who will have all men to be saved and to come under the knowledge of God. There's an invitation for everyone who can hear the sound of my voice to come to the knowledge of the Savior. But how are you going to come to the knowledge of the Savior? You must be born again. If you're not born again, you can't come. So the invitation is there. God is inviting you to come to the knowledge of God. So the invitation has been set forth for you. How are you going to walk into this dimension, this realm, where you have the knowledge of God? It begins with your testimony. You must have a testimony. So let's begin with that. Now, as we narrate on that and go deeper, so we understand that the Lord is calling you as a child to a place of sanctification, dedication, and devotion to the Lord. So let's deal with these areas that the enemy wants to hinder you. When you come to the house of God, you expect to hear the word, not comedy. So if you minister, you can hear the sound of my voice. Teach people the word. Don't be afraid to confront sin and iniquity. Don't be afraid to come against all the doubt and unbelief. Be ready to rebuke, to exhort, to demonstrate, to exact the measure of truth into the hearts of men, so they can grow, mature, and receive repentance. So God is calling you to a place to minister the word of God. Now, if you go to a church where they don't teach the word, you know, you need to pray for the leadership there that they will begin to teach the word, and not be afraid to confront sin or iniquity, or tell people the truth on how they can grow, mature, and walk in God's ways. So the knowledge of Christ must be given with no limit. God's going to save that which was lost. Now, a lot of Christians are critical of Kanye West. I use that as an example. He's a rapper who has made a lot of money, but now he's proclaiming Jesus. And the greatest criticism a man like Kanye is facing is coming from the church, is coming from the Christians, because it's not their style. But you don't understand that God's not limited to style, or God's not going to follow the method of somebody having to get born again and go through the Bible indoctrination, the Bible school, you know, doctrinal impartation, and then from there be labeled as a denomination, which limits how much you can reach. So he will go take someone like Kanye West, who no denomination can claim, who's too much out of the reach of control. But yet God is working through him so he can get glory. So when thousands upon thousands come to Jesus, no denomination can claim the glory. So that was you, man, like Kanye West, people, timeless, somebody was bipolar, mental problems, or a pervert, whatever you want to call it, in your thinking because of his videos that he produced in the past. But God can take that which is really despised and transform it, just like he did Paul. Saul was a murderer. God saved him and used him to reach so many people. So God is using a man like Kanye West to reach so many people with the gospel of Jesus. But now, even his wife is now experiencing transformation. But that's not the end. There's more things that God is doing in the last days. Because Jesus is coming back soon. Get your heart right and get ready for the return of the Lord so the Lord doesn't leave you behind. So the coming of the Lord will be so unique and spontaneous, and you don't want to be left behind. You don't want to be left behind when the Lord returns. You want to be on track in the glory. So when the coming of the Lord will come, it will not take you by surprise, but it will find you ready. So, I want to make an altar call for those that don't know Jesus in your heart. And simply say to me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me. And thank you for the word of heart. Remove my name from the book of death. Write my name in the book of life. Accepting my heart as my Lord and my Savior. I renounce my sin and iniquity. I am born again in Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you receive Jesus in your heart, now you are born again. Stay in Christ because he's coming back soon. And I pray that when he comes, he'll find you ready. Read your Bible and pray. The commitment you made to Jesus, keep it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I want to encourage you to tune in on this broadcast. We come to you live. And we want to minister to you through this program every Saturday at the same time. Every Saturday at the same time. So tune in, you'll be blessed. And go to our website, www.powerevangelism.net. Powerevangelism.net is our website. You can also call for prayer, 561-337-9018. If you want to partner with our ministry, write to us on P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida. Once again, our mailing address is P.O. Box 221-661, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33422. Or go to powerevangelism.net. And don't miss our women's conference that's coming up next week on the 14th. With Pastor Peggy is coming to speak at the conference and to speak at our church. I really appreciate you for joining me today on this radio broadcast. May the good Lord bless you. And I'll be back again next week at the same time to bring you an exciting program. And don't forget to call 561-337-9018 for more information. The good Lord bless you. Thank you for being a friend and partner of this ministry. Have a blessed evening. In Jesus the Lord, this is Apostle Saul with Piercing Magnus Show. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in today's broadcast brought to you by Power Evangelism Ministries, Piercing Darkness, with your host, the Apostle Ronald Solly. For more information about Apostle Ronald Solly or our ministry, like him on Facebook, follow him on Twitter, or watch his live feeds on Periscope, or go to our website, powerevangelism.net, or call us, 561-337-9018. Thank you for tuning in, and don't miss next week's show. It's going to be exciting and life-changing right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. This is Piercing Darkness and your host, Apostle Ronald Solly. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in and listening. We'll see you next week, same time, same station.